This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on June 18th, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
To item number 7, it is Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on Gary Johnson 2012, and we have Camilla Reminsky and Marty Faven from Audit here to discuss this matter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon.
And Mr. Hintermeister, sorry.
Before you is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on Gary Johnson 2012 Incorporated. There are five findings in this audit. I'll just summarize them really quickly. The first two findings are based on Title 26. The first is the no-go, and the second addresses the amount of repayment owed to the U.S. Treasury for matching funds spent on non-qualified expenses and matching funds received for contributions not eligible to be matched. The final three findings in the report are all based on Title 52. Finding 3 is about the spending of general election contributions on primary expenses before the primary election date. Finding 4 is about the failure to correctly report debts and obligations. And finding 5 addresses possible prohibited contributions to Gary Johnson 2012 by the committee's largest vendor, Ensign, in the form of extensions of credit. The Audit Division recommends that the Commission approve all 5 findings, and we are ready to answer any questions you may have.
Yes.
Is that a correction?
Yes, please. Oh.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We would like to request the opportunity to make 2 corrections to OGC's legal analysis of the ADRM. If approved, we would add the corrected pages to this document before it's placed on the public record. The first correction is to page 7 of the comments and involves the deletion of footnote 12. The second correction is to page 8 of the comments and involves replacing a statutory citation that reads currently 26 U.S.C. 9038A 1 and 2 with 26 U.S.C. 9033A 1 and 2. These corrections do not change the substance of our legal analysis of the ADRM.
Just to make sure that I understand which document you're talking about, is this the one that has memorandum to the head of compliance and head of audit division? Okay.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure you were referring to them as comments. I just wanted to make sure that I had the right document. So 7 and 8, the last 2 pages are those two edits that you were speaking of.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I was on the right document.
If I might, I got lost on that one.
Yeah. So
Can you go back over that?
Yeah,
because
repeat.
I was looking
sorry,
at the actual audit report and I couldn't find that.
Oh, right. I did the
I'm
same.
Sorry about that.
You continued to talk. So
it's the.
Yeah, I got it now. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
The comments memorandum.
Oh, it's okay.
It was the first one was on page 7. And it's footnote 12. We would be deleting that.
Okay.
And then the second correction is page 8. In the last paragraph, there is a citation. I guess it's after the sentence, in the latter context, committees agree as a condition of receiving public funds that they will provide evidence of qualified campaign expenses and records, books, and other information requested. Following that sentence, there is a citation to 26 U.S.C. section 9038A1 and 2. That's an error. We would want to correct that to 26 U.S.C. section 9033A1 and 2.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Commissioner Weintraub.
And if I may, I understand the correction of the citation, but the reason for deleting the footnote?
The regulation cited pertains to gifts.
Oh, okay.
Regulation cited
pertains to gifts.
Ah, okay.
I see. Okay.
Okay. Before going to commissioner questions or issues. I want to note that Mr. Backer is here. Thank you very much for staying for most of the morning. Appreciate that, but I know that you were spending the time wisely by tweeting. Mr. Backer has requested to speak again on this matter, and actually, technically, there is not a provision for him to be able to do so, but I want to make sure that the commission understands that he's asked to do that, and whether you all want to permit that or not, it's a matter of.
I just have one question for Mr. Backer, and that's, other than the audit report, have you enjoyed the show?
That would have been better.
A little early in the day.
So, is there? Yes, Commissioner Hunter.
Do you know, Madam Chair, if Mr. Backer has a similar? Does he have a new issue that he'd like to bring to our attention? Because if so, I'd be happy to allow him to address the commission.
Commissioner Weintraub.
I'd be happy to consider with my colleagues an amendment to our procedures for how we handle audit reports, but I don't like making ad hoc changes. So I would, with all due respect to Mr. Backer, not be in favor of
listening to the public?
Of allowing this attorney an opportunity that other attorneys don't have.
You know, I would grant it to any attorney who is before the agency and wants to address us again.
He has written to us numerous times, so I think he's had ample opportunity to make whatever arguments he wants to make. But as I said, I'm happy to consider new proposals for changing the procedures. I just don't like to do it on an ad hoc basis.
Like the petition.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just pointing, going to the substance of what we have here. I think we had an audit hearing on this matter, and finding five was one of the subjects of that hearing, and this finding relates to the sufficiency of the redacted contracts that the vendor presented to us to prove up the point that they were treating political clients the same as non-political clients, and there was also an affidavit that was submitted as well, and. I forecast there, and I still believe that absent any other information indicating that affidavit and the redacted contracts are somehow unreliable, I think that is sufficient in this case to establish that there was equal treatment between political and non-political clients, and so I won't be able to support finding five in this particular audit.
Okay. Other comments, issues? Without sort of beating a dead horse, I don't know how to exactly deal with the issue of Mr. Backer's desire to speak. Given the objection by Commissioner Weintraub, and I'd like to sort of get a
Madam Chair
of consensus here.
Taking something out of order, I think, could be done without objection.
Right.
Otherwise, I think it would be appropriate for the chair to only do it without objection. And so while I don't object to having Mr. Backer here, I think we need to recognize an objection of a commissioner when we take something out.
And that's my concern, but I wanted to make sure that everybody is.
Unless someone wants to have a vote to see if there are four votes to waive the rules.
Right. That's exactly my concern about this.
If someone wants to make the motion,
right,
give it consideration, but okay. We can have an objection.
So hearing.
Go ahead.
Yes.
I don't know how you want to proceed. I mean, I guess we're all chipping in right now. I don't mind hearing Mr. Backer. I don't think we need a lot of redundancy, but if you have something that you think might be helpful to us in a short way, that'd be satisfactory to me.
Commissioner Walther, if you'd be willing to make the motion,
it
up, and you could condition the motion on condition upon hearing new information to waive the rules in this case, the way we waive the rules in other circumstances. But my position is a motion to allow him to waive the rules, to take it out of order. It could be conditioned on any condition that you, the mover would want to make.
Yeah, I mean, that would be fine with me. Whatever you guys want to do. Whatever us wants to do.
Commissioner Hunter. I didn't hear that as a motion.
So whatever. It so was I'm, not
I'm,
a motion.
Okay, so I'm happy to so move. Move that we allow the ability of Mr. Backer to address the commission in a concise manner.
All right. And noting that this does not establish a precedence because there is clearly, sort of regulations with respect to this, that as to how we proceed. So that there's a motion on the table. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 All those opposed?
No.
Okay.
No disrespect intended.
Madam Secretary, that motion passes with Commissioner Hunter, Commissioner Goodman, Vice Chair Peterson, Chair Ravel, and Commissioner Walther voting yes, and Commissioner Weintraub voting no. Mr. Backer, please come forward. You don't all have to get up. Just leave one spot for him. You don't want to sit next to him.
I wasn't tweeting anything bad, I swear. I will keep this very brief. As the committee noted in its written submission, and actually as I think was partially addressed by the last-minute amendments, with respect to finding number five, the contract redactions, we offered contrary authority to that offered by the Office of General Counsel. And specifically, we pointed out that we didn't know what they were talking about because 9038A was a completely different section. And so we were arguing that there was no adequate authority for that. And then with respect, going backwards, finding three, the Office of General Counsel's analysis of Kennedy, in essence, the key point we want to highlight is, I wish I'd number these, middle of page three in the boldface text where we note that that their argument would be valid with respect to 9038BA repayments, but not with respect to 9038B2 repayments, which is the situation here. And we felt it was very important that, while this is probably a very, very technical matter, to really draw the Commission's attention to the distinction between these two kinds of repayment obligations. Because in the situation we have here, where there is none of the matching, the federally matched funds were not spent on non-qualified expenses, there's the repayment obligation would not, the payment obligation would not be required under 9038B2, which is what has been brought so far. And then just as a note, I appreciate the opportunity to speak. I realize it's out of turn. I would suggest that as we've laid out in our written submission, that there actually is a right of committees to be represented at this point where there is new arguments brought forward by the OGC in their memorandums. And that's it, unless anyone has a question.
Are there any questions for Mr. Backer? No. Hearing none, thank you very much, Mr. Backer. Is there any further discussion, questions for staff? If not, is there a motion?
Madam Chair, if in the interest of efficiency, I'd be happy to move findings 1 through 4.
Okay.
And then
that sounds good. Thank you.
Move the
thank
final
you, Mr.
One.
Vice Chair.
Therefore, with respect to Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on Gary Johnson 2012 Inc., as set forth in Agenda Document Number 15-28-A, I move approval of findings 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Okay. Any questions, comments about the motion? Oh, right.
Good point.
Yes.
And an authorized counsel to make the modifications to the legal memorandum that were discussed here at the table.
Okay. Hearing none, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Madam Secretary, Commissioner Walther, you voted aye. That passes unanimously. Is there another motion? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you. I move approval of the recommendation for finding 5 in agenda document number 15-28A, the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on Gary Johnson 2012, Inc.
Are there any questions, comments about the motion? All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 All those opposed?
No.
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 Madam Secretary, that motion fails with Commissioner Weintraub, Walther, and Ravel voting yes. Commissioner Goodman, Hunter, and Vice Chair Peterson voting no. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Backer.